We are continuing now with the second day in the new cycle of Mishneh Berurah Yomi. So we are in the middle of the Ramah, beginning with on the top line, Lo yizbayish mipnei b'nei adam hamalgin alav b'avodas Hashem yizbarach, that a person should not feel any busha, any embarrassment in front of those who would sneer at him and mock him when he's serving Hashem. Gam, and also b'hatznei aleches v'shachvo al mishkavo, should be very modest. He's lying down. To know who is he lying down in front of. Umiyad, and immediately sheyor mishnaso, when he gets up in the morning, yakum bezrizus lavodis boro yizborach veyisale. He should get up quickly with a sense of zrizus for that. So the Mishneh Berurah speaks out in Sifkatim Hey mipnei bnei adam. That person, again, shouldn't feel any sense of bush in front of them. Va'al kolpana, nevertheless, even though he shouldn't feel busha, lo yis koteit imam. Don't start up and make a fight with him. Mipnei shemida sa'azus meguna ma'od. Because this idea of being an action, of being bold, it could be inappropriately used. Ve'ein roi lehishtamish mimenu klal afila ba'odis Hashem yizbarach. Really, we shouldn't even be using this in our serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yikne kinyan benafsho, because the person, if they behave that way towards others, they're going to become, it's going to affect their personality type. Yos az afila shalobu makom avodaso yizborach. And then a person could become very strong-willed and very, you know, determined in a place where it's inappropriate, not when you're serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Beis Yosef he's quoting from. This is Ayin Bir Halacha. So we look to the Bir Halacha and he explains this. What does this mean? Three lines from the bottom. Again, the Bir Halacha is also written by the Chafetz Chaim. It's just more of an elaboration of the points that are raised in the Mishneh Berurah. So he writes like this, quotes the Mishneh Berurah, right? B'shem HaBeis Yosef, Do Yishino, Da Beis Yosef Lo Ayri Ki'im B'mitzvah Shehu Ose La'atzmo. We're talking about a mitzvah that you're doing for yourself, Uvenei Adam Maligin Alav, and the people who are making fun of you for doing that mitzvah. As bivadai ain lo lechush klal aloy. Don't worry about them. Lo yiskot anyone. Don't start up. Don't make problems with them. Aval imhu omid b'malkam sheish apikorsim. If you're dealing with a place of people who are anti-religious and they're heretics, miskomamim al haTorah, and they're mocking the Torah. V'roitzim lasos eze tekonos beinyane ha'ir. They want to make certain regulations or rules that are going to affect mitzvah observance. Va'ayde ze ya'aviru es ha'am erotzen Hashem. And if these enactments are taking place, it's going to draw people away from serving Hashem. Pasuch b'shalom. You should start off with them. Always the best approach is to be friendly. Offer them b'shalom. V'lo nishma devar, but then they don't listen to you after you start with friendly overtures. Chigon ze lo dibur Beis Yosef me'uma. That's not what the Beis Yosef is referring to. When again, they're trying to make a community-wide takana against something, and you start off friendly with them, and they don't want to listen to you. U'mitzvah lisnosam. There, in this case, there's a mitzvah to hate them. L'hiskotet imachem. L'hafir atosam. You have to stop their plans. V'chol ma shiuchol, any way possible. The David Melech of Hashem, and David says, "Listen to Hillim, halos mesan echa Hashem esna. I hate those who hate you. Uvekos mecho eskotat tachlis sinas sinasim. I hate them with the tachlis, with the utmost hatred." What would be example? What would be example of these cases? So in the Dirshu. And the Dirshu, I'm just looking 1 second, he brings to abandon like the mitzvah of Hachnas Asorchim, or not to support Torah, these types of things that would be inappropriate. Okay, back in the next Mishneh Berurah, in Vav, where he says, Hamalgin Alav, the people are going to sneer, going to mock and make fun of this person for keeping Torah and mitzvos. V'chein imhu adam beinani. If you're we'll call it the middle of the road type of person, Omi b'malkam gudolam, in your place of great people, Lo yisbayish mehem lilamod lasos mitzvah. Don't be afraid of them and hold back from doing the mitzvah. Ach im efshelo lasos mitzvah shlo b'fnehem tov yoser. But if you could do this in a way when it's not necessarily flaunting it in their face, then that would be better. Umihu, however, b'fnei beinanim shiliyomenu mimenu. But if there are people who could perhaps learn from you, in this case, don't hide your actions. Yishloimar tov yosel asoyis b'fneihem. Do it in front of them. Why? What's going to happen if you do these mitzvahs in front of them? They see how you're acting. So the Mishneh Berurah explains shiliyomenu mimenu lasoyis kimasehu. They're going to learn from you how to act. Right? You're going to be an example of what it means to be an erlich yid. Ah, however, yechavin libo l'shem shemayim v'lo l'hispayer l'chalila. But you should be doing this not to be a show-off and not ever to look at how great and how wonderful I am, how from I am, but people should learn. What's an example of this? So let's say you're in a place where most people are not fasting on a tainis tzibur. And you are. So you can publicize the fact, I'm fasting, today's a fast day, it's a tainis Esther, whatever it is. But again, let's say we're talking not about a tainis tzibur, we're talking about Bahab. So not everybody has a chumrah fasting on Bahab. So therefore you don't have to flaunt in everyone's face, look what I'm doing and you're not doing. But that's along the lines with Mishnah Berurah is pointing out. And the next comment, he's commenting in Zion, Gan behetznei leches, to begin, you should do this with tznius. It's an interesting vort I heard from Rabbi Kamen. That if you look in what's the verb of the root of the shorsh tsadi nun ayin, right, which we talk about tsadis being modestly, it really means munach, to be put in its proper place. There's a lashon like this in Parshas Bishalach with the mon. So if something is put in its proper place, that's what it means. So tsnius means to be doing something in its appropriate measurement. Sometimes it's more in public, sometimes it's more private. So says the Mishnah like this, wrote Salomo, what does it mean to do everything behatznei leches, af b'shashahu b'beiso behatznei, even in your own house, privately, gam ken yelechto im Hashem elokech. You're still with Hashem, k'moshu m'sayim v'holich, right, as we saw. Now, continues the... the next part of the Mishnah Berurah was going on, that when you wake up from your sleep, you should do it with Zrizus. Zrizus says the Mishnah Berurah in Ches, Lav davka, you should not necessarily literally jump out of bed. I think modern science has pointed out that this is actually can be harmful to a person to literally jump straight out of bed. Ella, what should you do? Yashem ma'at v'lo yamad pisam. You should pause a little bit. Don't jump out of bed immediately. Ki zeh mazik leguf, because that's bad for the body to literally quickly jump out of bed. Tov lo yima tekech lekumo moida ani lefanech melech chay v'kayam shechazarti bishmasi bechem lo rabo emunasecha. So this is, what we're familiar with, is the importance of saying Moda Ani every morning. So what does it mean? Moda Ani. So the first thing to point out is really, according to the laws of Hebrew, it's backwards. It should say Ani Moda. I admit, I think, I surrender myself to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why not? If that's the correct way to speak, according to Dikduk, to say Ani Moda, it can't be that the first words out of a Jew's mouth in the morning are Ani, me. Can't. So the first words, everything follows the beginning of the day. The way you wake up in the morning is how your whole day is going to go. If you're kicking and screaming in the morning, you're going to have a day that's kicking and screaming. If you wake up with Zrizus, you're going to have a productive day. So the first words that a person should say is Moda, all right? And then it's Ani. Lefanecha, before you, Hashem, your essential being. You're the Melech, you're the King. You spoke and the whole world came into being. Chai, you're alive, you're the source of life, you're real. V'kayam, enduring, unchanging, you're sustaining. Shehechezarta bi, you put into me, you recharged me, you let me out. Nishmosi, my neshama, the breath of my life. Bechemla, and you have such gracious compassion towards me. Rabba emunasecha, Hashem, great is your emuna. So isn't that backwards? Hashem, your emunah is great. When we talk about having emunah, we believe in God. So the Mefarshim explain in commentary on Moda Ani, when we say Hashem, Rabba emunah secha, great is your emunah, your belief in me. Hashem has emunah in me. The raya he has emunah in me is the fact that he woke me up. He woke me up another day. And he has big plans for me. Right? So the word Moda, I think Rav Huttner has like this in one of his... piece of, maybe it's Chanukah, I forget exactly where I saw it, but he writes that the two people who met in an inn, he uses a very beautiful Hebrew, and he says, Moda is to admit, and Toda is to say thank you. I'm saying thank you, and I'm admitting to Hashem for giving me back my life. That's the beauty of the tefillah. Okay. Now, I'm continuing now. It says, V'tevas bechemla. The word bechemla yiyeh be'esnachta. The Mishnah Berurah says it should be within an esnachta. You should pause there. Rabba emunasecha b'li hefsek. You should say those together as one phrase, not to make a break in between them. V'hu min ha-kosav, and this is based on a pasuk of all places in Eicha. Chadoshim lebakarim, right? That you create brand new things every single day. That we'll see. When we get to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, this pasuk will be... used more in depth. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekayim emunosu lahachzir nishamos hamufkadim Boker. Hashem shows Ramuna by giving back the neshamas that were literally resting collateral with him. You don't need to wash your hands before you say netilas yadayim. Va'af im yadav metunofos, even if your hands are dirty or touched in unclean places. We're not using Hashem's name. We're not even using a kinui, a nickname, so to speak, for Hashem. Nevertheless, but we shouldn't learn before we did, before we wash our hands. As we explained earlier, sof sif katan beis. We already spoke about that a person, if they, in the previous year, that if a person doesn't have water, there shouldn't be reason to for them not to learn. They just have to wash their dry, you know, clean their hands, something they could wipe their hands on and clean them that way. Okay, continuing now in beis. Really, Beis and Gimel go together, but we'll just do Beis for now, and then Mir Sashem in the next year we'll continue. So says the Mechaber, Hamashkim lehischanein lifnei boro. Person gets up early in order to supplicate before his Creator. Yechavin leshaos shemishtanos hamishmoros. You should try to do this at the times when the mishmoros are changing, shehein bishlish halayla, which happens three times throughout the night. Explain what this means. Uvasof shnei shlishi halayla, at the end of the second and the third part of the night. Uvasof halayla, at the end of the evening as well. Shatefila shehis pala ba'osun shaos, the time they're davening in those moments, the times they're switching. Alachurban alhagolos ritzuya, that's the time where it's accepted. So what is it talking about? There's a Gemara in Brachos on Gimlam and Aleph. And we're very in the beginning is discussing about the different Ashmaros, the different times, and it says Visiman Ladavar, the sign for this, I'm reading the Gemara now, Mishmar Rishona Chamar Noer, at the end of the transition between the first Mishmar, a donkey brays, Shnia, the second one, Klavim Tsoakim, the dogs are barking at the third one, Shlishis, and at the third one, Tinok Yonik Misteimo, a baby nurses from his mother, Ve'isha Misaperis Imbala, and a woman speaks with her, has a conversation with her husband. So obviously this is deeper ideas are happening right now. The Chidush Yagados, the Marshal, explains that these three periods of the night correspond to three faculties of the person's nefesh, ruach, and neshama. He writes, Gimel koichas kruim betibis chiyunis sichlis ubalei kabbalah kruim nefesh ruach and neshama al pula sa'adam kifi pu'ula v'hamaisa nimshach achrei kol echa mehem kifi simen hamiyucha lo. That each one of these three signs that the Chazal gave is describing a different part of the neshama. When a person comes home from his work at the end of the day, you're very tired for them, right? The Gemara talks about a guy comes in from the field and he's so tired. That's your natural nefesh, which is drawn after the physical. That's the first sign. Again, in the Gemara said that that's when the chamor noer, the donkey's crying out. Fine. Then the emsis shalila, the middle part of the night, derov olam heim yishenim. Most people are sleeping in the middle of the night. Al mitasim on their beds. Ein po behem rak nefesh achiyunis haruchnis. That's when your ruach is more active. Be'is hashenim kimo shekosim. It says biyadcha afkid ruchi, into your hand I entrust my ruach, my spirit. Va'az nitein reshus gam leruchos lahamazikin lepo ba'olam. That's why the dangerous spirits have power to damage, which is the middle section of the night, which is chatzos, which is machus b'choros, and the final part of it is right. That's when the dogs are crying out, because it says the pasuk says the dogs didn't bark by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then the last part says, I'm gonna skip a little bit. That the dogs bark when the Malach HaMavis comes to the city. Shlishis ha'achron, the last part min halaylis shekvar gomer ha'adam she'inoso, you've already finished sleeping, v'hu manuach, you're resting, margua, you're calm. Kemosh Amar says, Shekola Adam Zach Az Litoro Tefila. Now that a person is rested, they can do for Torah and Tefila. Shivos Nefesh Sichlis Hanesham. That's the highest part, the Nesham of them. And that's why there's Simonim given are the Tinok Yonik, that the child who's nursing Haremez LaTorah. Beautiful idea. The Torah nursing, getting, receiving something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the last one is Isha Misseperesim Bala. That is a remez for tefillah. Beautiful Ramazim found in the Marasha. And that's the idea behind the three periods that the night is divided into. Okay, Mir Zeshem will pick it up tomorrow with Tikkun Chatzos.